Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
You're listening to the Ginsburg Tapes. I'm your host, Lauren Moxley. The Supreme Court has been recording oral arguments for more than 60 years, and for the past year, I've been spending all of my free time thinking about six of those recordings. Six tapes for six cases that took place between 1972 and 1978. 1972 is really not that long ago. The United States was in the process of pulling out from the Vietnam War. My favorite movie, The Godfather, just came out in theaters. My mom is 14 years old. And then there's that other thing that I've been obsessing about, the U.S. Constitution. In 1972, laws discriminating on the basis of sex were almost always constitutional. It was constitutional that women were effectively excluded from jury service. It was constitutional that male military service members would be automatically entitled to certain dependents benefits, while female military service members would not. It was constitutional that widowed mothers were entitled to special benefits for caring for minor children, but widowed fathers were not. By 1978, things had changed. What happened in those 6 years? Well, a lot of things happened, but one big thing happened. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the ACLU Women's Rights Project. And in recent years, Ginsburg has become a cultural icon. There are movies, there are books, there are shirts, there are mugs, there are Halloween costumes, there are rap songs. On my walk home from work every day, I pass a store that sells plank-like RBG water bottles. Hashtag notorious RBG. And in all of this totally deserved celebration of this badass person, we forget why she is who she is. From 1972 to 1978, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the ACLU Women's Rights Project waged a war. An understated, careful, conscientious, and strategic war, but a war all the same. The goal of the war was straightforward: to prove that laws discriminating on the basis of sex should be held to a higher standard under the U.S. Constitution. And in 6 years, Ruth Bader Ginsburg proved. You know what? She honestly taught the Supreme Court about the ways in which American law operated to exclude women, to pigeonhole them, to hold them back, and therefore to hold us all back. She made arguments that had never been made before, and she won over an all-male Supreme Court to her vision of the U.S. Constitution. And we have it all on tape.
Ginsburg, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chief Justice.
If you'd like to lower the lectern, you're quite at liberty to do so.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
Now, on the other side of the coin, it can hardly be disputed that most men are not dependent upon their wives.
Women are women and men are men, and you can draw that difference and that difference only.
I suppose, what, 98-99% of military personnel are male?
The majority of women are dependent upon their husbands.
You won't settle for putting Susan B. Anthony on the new dollar.
I think you have no jurisdiction to make that concession, Mrs. Ginsburg. Thank you.
Are women allowed to make contracts when this Constitution was written?
I think the second reason that the appellee seeks to characterize this as a women's rights case is that the cause of women's rights is now a fashionable one, and the appellee seeks to ride on its skirt tails.
In fact, Congress had in view male breadwinners, male heads of household, and the women and children dependent upon them. In practical effect, laws of this quality help to keep women not on a pedestal, but in a cage. These distinctions have a common effect. They help keep woman in her place, a place inferior to that occupied by men in our society. Of course, most anti-female discrimination was dressed up as discrimination favoring the woman.
I know that, but the courts, through help of advocates such of you as you, have been able to see through that, haven't they?
All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
To learn more about the Ginsburg tapes, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ginsburg Tapes. You can also shoot me an email at ginsburgtapes@gmail.com. The podcast will have a total of 6 episodes, which will cover Ginsburg's 6 oral arguments before the Supreme Court, and they'll come out the first of the month, every month, starting on January 1st. And you can subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.